is going live right now.
Blog Talk Radio.
Why so serious?
Lawless Radio.
Why?
And you're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. It is Thursday night, and we are chilling this evening, taking it easy. You know how we do. We're just going to lay back and just have a nice little evening. So I have a little bit of conversation, you know, a little bit to talk about this evening, and then I'm just going to let it go with the flow. All right, y'all, I want y'all to check out King B. This is you, and I'm going to have a little bit more from him in just a moment. Hold tight, y'all. I'll be right back.
Got to call around 10. Baby girl, how you been? It's been a minute since we kicked it last time. I really miss it. Miss them soft lips and kisses. Miss them off the wall position. Miss the way you wrap them legs around me. The way you put it down. Got me pulling your hair. Don't even care. You're going hard. I'm going hard. We both was gasping for air. Your legs way up in the air. You like, ooh, daddy, right there. The way I put this up on you, can't nobody compare. Now tell me who gon' get that sexy wetter. Or hit it better. Girl, my sex game on another level. I try to tell you, but I wanna take you there with me. But notice, every time I come around, baby girl, just know I'm trying to take it down. And I can get nobody calling in. Clear the waker's head. First is how I'm driving in. First, second, third shift gears. Now we out of here. Tell me where you wanna go. Baby, I can take you there. Take you to the moon. Now I can take you to my room. I can push the walls back in. Just a little deeper. Put your legs behind your head and then throw you in the sleeper. You saying that you love it. Well, come on, baby, keep up. We're trying to reach our picture. Sexual erotica. Love me all inside of her. She wanna keep it in. I'ma keep that thing looking. I'ma do her ass in. From the window to the wall. Make sure that she get it out. It feel better when she put that tiny bush against it low. From the window to the wall. Make sure that she get it out. It feel better when she put that tiny bush against it low.
I won't stop. I'll wrap the show in. some bread. You they get when me give you for me second. Satisfy you, I got it. Girl, you know me, I did it. But in Rastaman heart, you want me test. Sing again.
My lane, run my game, option weighing on my scale. Relationships is earthly hell. Forgive me if you feel ignored. Truly, I do cut for you. Hopefully, you can see. Wait a while and we can be.
I hear your stories of tragic times, but I still deserve to be treated right. When you ignore me, you just show me that I'm never on your mind. How can you look at me the way you do? Then seem to have no follow through. If you want me like you said before, then why am I being ignored? How can you grinning me from ear to ear? Then through, would you be so insincere? If you
let the beat knock. Let the beat knock.
Baby, you know I've been with it. Ain't no need to lie, girl, I did it. To keep it 100, I took the praise under my fittest. Cause now I got green, push the coupe windows in it. You can come ride. Come ride with me, girl. Ain't nothing to scoop you up just to spoil you. I wanna be the only guy that you know you'll do. I just through the city, top down, clearly knowing you. Oh, my swag off the meter. You a jerk, so you reject your wishes, yeah. Keep it cool, yeah, like I'm supposed to. Keep it cool, yeah, when they approach ya. So what's the point in you fronting? I keep them all running. And I said, baby girl, if I want it,
welcome back. This is Catrice, and you're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. All right, it's Thursday night. We're taking it easy. You know how we do. We're going to chill a little bit. I had to give y'all the first 30 minutes of the show with some music. Got to catch up. We have to support our local come up. That's what Lawless Radio is all about. All right, y'all, make sure you hit us up. We are on the air all week long. You can't miss us. You know, we want to make sure that our name gets out there and you hear the voices and just sing. Just say, yes, we're going to do this. We're going to do this. All right, make sure you catch Game Time with Sharon the Man at 7 p.m. on Tuesday. It's On the Rise with Attica Lundy at 6 p.m. And then on Wednesday, the chairman himself with Grit Grind with TL, 8 p.m. Eastern. And then yours truly, Raw Deal with Catrice, 9 p.m. Eastern. All right, Friday night, we have Independent Fridays with So Ambitious at 8 p.m. And then Sunday is Welcome to the Sidewalk with the People's Sinatra. He hitting us up right there at 5:30 Central Time. That's right, right there. So we got you Sunday all the way through Friday. You can't miss it. Just can't miss it. You know what? If you're looking for something, you know, you trying to come up, you say, oh, you know what? I might have some talent to, you know, be a Lawless Radio DJ. I might can do this. You know what? Hit up the chairman, you know, get your audition tape in. You know, he just don't let anybody in now. So you got to be good, got to be worth it, because it's all about the numbers, baby, all about the numbers. All right, y'all. How y'all doing this evening? What's been going on? Tell me what's up. So how's your Friday? All right, who's this? I think this is Zeke. What's up, man? How you doing this evening?
You get it.
That's what's
I'm
up.
Trying,
that's
you know what? How many people you got on the line?
It's just you today, for right now.
Just me?
Just you right now.
But you played the music for like 30 minutes.
Yeah, I gotta get the music in. So I changed the format. I posted out on Facebook, you know, the first 30 minutes of the show, we're just gonna do straight music. And then at 9:30 I'm gonna start talking. Cause you know, last few shows I've been missing my music, and I gotta get the music in, cause that's what the purpose of the radio station is all about.
Right, right. Cause people was texting me like, man, all we hear is music. I was like, oh, yeah, she going to play that. And then she'll come back.
Right.
Yeah,
I got to get the folks. You know, I got to let them hear their music, get them out there for folks to hear, you know, hear some stuff and take it easy. You know, I don't want nobody sending me no more messages. You ain't play no music. I said, okay, all right. So I'll fix that. So what's up with you? How's your week? What you do this week? Tell me something good. Where you at, Z? We done lost you? Did I lose you? Oh, okay, well, Z, he'll come back, I guess. But in any case, you know what? Tonight I am speaking about being in a loveless relationship, loveless marriage. You know, first of all, does it mean living in a loveless marriage, does it actually necessarily mean that you need to get a divorce? I mean, actually, who's falling out of love, you or the other person? So you really got to kind of put a twist around and say, hey, you know, really, let's think about it. So you got to define what the love is and, you know, make sure you kind of assess whether or not, you know, the person that you fall out of love agrees with what you define love is all about. You know, because a lot of people just are not feeling that. You know, so I got this article. It's from selfgroup.com. I always try to get some really good articles. I like to talk about stuff like this because, you know, there's a lot of people out there that might be stuck in a relationship right now listening, and they sitting there like, I don't love your ass not one bit. I don't know what I can do to fall back in love with you. But you just kind of sit there and you look at them and you're like, oh, shit, this motherfucker here.
Well,
if they
be with me, then they'll go back to their man, and they'll be back in love with him, because I'm going to treat him like shit.
Oh, why you got to be like that, man? Is that your motto? You know, I'm just going to treat you like shit so you can keep it moving.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to treat you like shit so you can appreciate your fucked up man.
Oh, so you might as well go to that fucked up shit, because it's even more fucked up over here.
Yeah, you be like, I should have stayed with that nigga. I went over there with that motherfucker, and I really feel like shit.
Man. Well, I'm telling you, there's a lot of folks out there that are in relationships, basically. They're sitting there, and they just in loveless relationships. They're like, you know, I don't know what to do. I think I need to leave, but I don't know if I should.
They're not in love. They ass stupid.
What you say? They're not in love. They what?
They stupid. Because, listen, let me tell you something. If a man was treated like shit by a woman, he out of there. But when women get treated like shit by men, they stick around. So they got to be stupid, right?
No, I don't think so, because I've seen some men get treated like shit and they hung in there.
Because they're stupid.
I mean, so you can't, I mean, men and women, they're not necessarily stupid. They're just not realizing that this is not how you're supposed to be treated.
Listen, I know a lot of guys. I mean, hundreds of thousands of guys. And I don't know none of them that just let no woman do anything to them. Treat them like a little bitch.
Man, I've seen it. I have seen it firsthand. Open my mouth.
I mean, it happens, but I don't know too many guys like that.
I've seen women tell men, go get my shit from me. Open my door. What the fuck you doing sitting down?
No, that ain't no man. Because a real man is not going to fuck out. Knocking the fuck out, then rape her.
Oh, my goodness. Why you got to go there, man? Really? Really?
Well, when you in the relationship, when you take the pussy, it ain't rape.
Now,
tell the truth. Your man ain't never hold you down and fuck the shit out of you.
No, because we don't play that. We had to cross those ground rules right in the beginning. You fuck me when my eyes are open, when I'm awake, point blank period. You don't just come like a thief. You don't come a thief in the night and come take the pussy. No, it don't work that way. If you're going to take the pussy, both of us are going to enjoy that shit. Okay?
So
you ain't get no rocks off on me.
You don't knock it till you try it, because I done took some pussy, and she be humping back. You tell me, stop. But all of a sudden, she's just pushing that thing.
I've said I've never, ever had it happen. It's happened to me, and there's times I enjoyed it. But preference, don't do that. And I just have to make it clear. I just don't like it. You know,
do you ever wake up and it's dick right in your mouth?
No, it's probably after a hungover day. You know, we might have been out drinking real rough and, you know, shit didn't happen in the morning. You know, I mean, shit like that, you know, that might happen. But, you know, not just, you know, on a sober, you know, wake up in the morning fresh like, I'm going to stick my dick in the mouth this morning. You know, not like
what
that.
You have a fucked up relationship.
No, actually, I have a beautiful relationship. Me and my man been together for 18 years. There's nothing
sorry
wrong with the relationship. Very healthy. Very
healthy. Hear that.
What'd you say?
Sorry to hear that.
You sorry to hear that? Hey, you know what? That's all good, because a lot of people don't. A lot of people are like, damn, that's just too long to have one motherfucker. You fucking. Yeah.
I don't talk to him before, but is he listening?
No, he's not listening tonight. He
okay,
he,
now tell me how many times you done cheated on that motherfucker.
Oh, no, I don't cheat on my man. Thank you very much.
So how many times he cheated on you?
I don't believe not once.
Oh, man, come on now. This ain't no fucking Brady Bunch.
We have a really, really good relationship. So
I don't give a fuck if you was Beyonce and Natalie Cole.
I mean, why would you figure that he would done fuck somebody?
Because he a man.
Yeah, but not all men fuck around.
I don't know now, motherfucking man ain't got no extra pussy in my life.
Not all men fuck around. Now, I mean, you know, if he wants some other pussy, we would have that discussion and we would bring the other pussy in the house together.
So you go, well, that's cool, too. Now you talk.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's
cool. Out of 18 years, he ain't had no extra pussy without you.
He has not had any extra pussy without me in 18
okay, years. Okay, well, then he a bad motherfucker because he got you believing that shit.
Hey, would you know what? I mean, I'm going to believe it because I know it's true. It's just that simple.
Yeah, right.
It's just that simple. See?
And I'm a white man from motherfucking Wisconsin.
Hey, if that's what you want to believe, you go right ahead. I know what's happening around here.
So you got that motherfucking ill nine out there or something. What you got? The other women, all these motherfucking movie stars and all these gorgeous, fine women got that all they men cheating on you, on them, but you the one in a million that your man ain't never cheated on you.
Well, you know what? It's not what I have. It's what I'm bringing to the table. There's no need,
what you
really. There is really no need to cheat when I am providing you pretty much everything that you need that you may be looking for.
Do you have a dick?
I don't have a dick. He don't need no dick.
Okay,
why would he need a
dick? Let me tell you from experience. See, I can talk about a dick because I got one.
Why would he need a dick?
Let me tell you something.
Let me bring the other caller in. Let me see who the fuck this is. Who is on the line? 1599.
You talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Oh, okay. You said you've been
taking
somebody.
My man, Small.
Hold on. You've been dating somebody 18 years, you say?
No, I've been married to someone for 18
years. Oh, you didn't say married. You said you've been together 18 years, some other shit like that.
Yes, no, we've been married for 18 years.
And you think he's been only fucking you for 18 years?
Hold on. I know that he has not been fucking anybody else other than my presence. Now, in my presence, I've seen him so
fucking. Is he in a wheelchair or some shit?
No, he's not in a wheelchair.
I mean, what the fuck are you? You know what? It's killing me, too. How women. I know what a man can do. How can you.
Yeah, but see the thing. Okay, hold on. First of all,
the psyche of a man.
Hold on. I'm not putting the psyche on a man. The thing is, it's where I know
like
the quality and the strength. You're gonna listen to what I'm gonna say. You gotta listen to what I gotta say first.
I heard you.
I'm not judging about what other men have done and what in your perspective. But I know what my...
Well, no, that's not my perspective. I am a man. See, that's the difference. When women sit up here trying to analyze shit, you're the one, not a man.
No, I'm not analyzing anything. I'm just telling you what I know in my relationship. So you can't... I know within my relationship. You can't tell me what I don't know. You can't say that's bullshit. He can cheat on me.
You know everything your man do.
I do everything that he asked me to do.
I ain't talking about that. I said, do you know everything he do?
I know pretty much everything that he does. Yes.
Do you have kids?
Yes, we have children.
Okay, I'm sorry. Do you have children? Do you know everything they do when they leave the house?
I know everything that our children does when we leave.
How old is your oldest child?
Our oldest child is 18 years old.
And you know everything that he or she do when she leave the house?
I know because we have open communication. See, that's the thing.
Here. Come on.
It don't have to be the Brady Bunch, but it's just the reality.
Is it a boy or girl? Is it a male or female?
Why does it matter?
It makes a lot of sense.
There's no way in the hell you know what everything they do. They leave the house.
Well,
that's
why would you need to know everything that someone does when they?
Because I'm trying to prove my point to you.
Okay, here's the thing. There's no point to prove because as I am in my relationship, very secure in my relationship, there's no reason for me to think that my husband has slept around with anybody without my knowledge. And if
you
know,
and I can understand if you don't want, I can understand. I heard you, but you're making a speech. I want to talk too.
You're going to talk too, but you need to let me finish what I'm going to say. Okay, so although it's my show, it's a raw deal with Catrice, I'm Catrice. So if I choose to make a speech, I shall make a speech.
Okay, you got that point.
Although my husband is not around me 24/7, 7 days a week, I believe in my heart because of our love together that he's not cheating on me and have not cheated.
Natalie Cole, I love.
Okay. Now,
if he has
done anything without my knowledge, that is his choice and his option. Again, like they say, what's in the dark will come to light. But
and you know what else too? Hold on, you're going on and on. You ain't gonna stop.
I'm just gonna say, with my relationship, I know, and
we
I believe.
Super glue. You got super glue with that shit.
Hey.
We got you.
It's cool. If you believe that, if you like it, I love it. If you love it, I like it. But
I love it.
Y'all made a statement earlier, too. How about women being stupid? Women wait for motherfuckers when they go to jail to get out. I'm waiting on my man. He's been there 10 years. Hey, no man, the fuck we going to wait on y'all?
No, you ain't going to wait on us. see, those are the type of women.
That's what he meant by women being stupid. That's what he meant to you earlier when he said women being stupid. That's what
those
he meant.
Those are the type of women that are insecure and saying this is a bunch of man that I should. This is, I mean, that's literally, I mean, not every woman that had a man in the joint.
Don't give me that every woman shit. That's that absolute shit that y'all use to get out of conversations. Everybody said it was everybody. It's enough for y'all for us to make the statement.
Okay. I'm just saying, not every woman that has had a man in the joint.
That's every woman. Like, it's got to be an absolute. There is no absolute. There is no absolute, and nothing we talking about. There isn't an absolute. All men are all right. You gonna make a damn blanket statement like that?
Okay, why are you yelling?
Oh, I'm sorry. You change the subject on me, but I will change my tone.
you
keep making these long answers and stuff. It's like, shit.
There's no wrong answer.
That's why you hyper.
There's no.
What you said?
You need your dick sucked. That's why you hyper.
Oh, it's like that. We get the
teabag
ass.
Man, is that what you call it?
Hey, you should be release. Cheating using her hands or what?
You need a release, you know?
Hey, do you cheat when you suck dick?
No, my teeth don't touch shit.
I said
my
cheat. Do you cheat? C-H-E-A-T.
No.
Huh?
No.
How you do it then? How do you do it? I'm standing in front of you. You're on your knees. How you do it?
I don't get on my knees. I don't like to get on my knees.
Okay, well, how do you like to do it? Tell me.
Hold on a second. I'm going to explain the art of sucking dick because you suck dick very well.
Tell
you
me
have
how
to make
you
sure.
like to do it. See, here we go with these long-ass essay answers again.
You know what? I had to put both of y'all motherfucking answers on mute. Now, when the fuck I'm talking, goddammit, you shut the fuck up. I don't give a goddamn if it's a long essay answer or not. And for that shit, I'm going to be right back. This is Just Like Magic, Donnie Wins.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show. This is Catrice, and you're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. All right, it's Thursday night, and we are taking it easy, having a detailed conversation. Want to hear how I suck dick, so you want a good description of what Catrice does and how she actually gives head. I don't know if I should give out that information, you know, because that's really delicate information. I don't want everybody to get my techniques. I'm not sure. All right, y'all. Hold on. Before I get back to that topic, I want to make sure y'all check out LawlessENT. That is our Twitter. Make sure you hit us up at LawlessENT. Make sure you follow us. That's how you're going to hear all those playlists for all the songs that we play right here on Lawless Radio. You know what we do. We have to support our local come up, and that's how we do it. All right, y'all, if you're interested in submitting your music and you have some talent and you want to hear your music on the air, what you need to do is go to lawlessradio.com. Go ahead and hit that button that says submit your music. Follow those detailed instructions. Your music may or may not be uploaded. You need to make sure and you follow those instructions. Make sure you complete the agreement. Also, you have to protect your music. We do not protect your music, all right? We play the music. You need to protect your music to make sure everything's all good. All right, y'all, Thursday night, we're hanging out. I'm chilling. Actually, not having a real big cocktail, but I'm having a nice little cocktail, chilling out. Everybody's laying down. They cool. Buck, he decided not to go on the air tonight. This is probably the night he needed to get on the air because, you know, I'm like, man, you know, my other half, you know, maybe I wouldn't have all these issues this evening with y'all. So I'm going to bring you back on the air. You out there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, I'm still here. I knew you weren't going nowhere. He's
That's
like,
right.
I want to hear this shit.
Right. I want to know if you cheat when you give head.
Okay, so... You say cheat, so tell me what is cheating.
Explain it to me. First, tell me how. Once you tell me how you do it, then I can tell if you're cheating.
No, I'm curious on what cheating is.
Well, that, like, as soon as you explain this X Factor technique that you got, I know if you're cheating. Shit.
Well. You know, well, my technique is really simple. See, my hands don't physically touch the penis, okay?
Okay.
I take the penis in whole. So I open my mouth and I just take it down. So I go down nice and slow all the way right to the ball sack right there. And I just kind of hum, and as I'm coming up, I suck. See, my whole technique is about the tip of the head, the top of the head, because that's what really makes it real sensitive. So you suck. You can't get your teeth in the way, okay, because you want to make sure that you're massaging your mouth correctly so the dick stays hard. You want to make sure you're rotating that tongue around the head as you're going down because you want to make sure it stays warm and very lubricated with no problem at all, okay? So, and then if I do want to use my hand, I just take my two fingers to just kind of grab them right underneath the scrotum sac and just kind of hold it a little bit. And just so you can feel that sensation, because you know that vein's gonna pop out, and my tongue just gonna come right down from the bottom of that scrotum sac all the way to the top of that head and just suck on it. And so you just gotta do that continuous motion. You go down a little fast, you slow it up. You go down a little fast, you slow it up. But you gotta get that slurping into it and just really, really feel it. Now, you can't just suck dick just to be sucking dick. You got to want
to
suck dick. If you don't feel
right, like
sucking dick,
the
dick is not going
to
be good.
It's like a hobby for you.
Okay? So,
something that you want to do. It's got to be like one of your favorite hobbies.
It has to be something that you enjoy.
Okay? Oh, absolutely. Let me ask you this, though.
Yes.
Let me ask you this. So when I grab you by the back of the head and
now,
be jamming, do you slightly turn to the left or the right so you can get a little air sac so you can catch some air? You don't gag?
No. I don't gag, first of all. Thank you very much.
Huh?
No.
What kind of dick you sucking?
No. I know. Because my throat is very tech and trained. We don't gag. Thank you.
You said trained. So, what state you in?
Okay. So.
What state are you in? What state do you live in?
I live in Georgia. Thank you very much.
Uh-oh. Y'all just killed my man last night. Oh, shit.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that some shit, man? Don't get me started on this shit. Don't get me started on this shit. You know, I didn't conversate on nothing. I didn't even talk about it. I was just that pissed off.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
I didn't say shit. You know?
Yeah, the white folks are motherfuckers.
Man, that white folks are motherfuckers. You know? So
yes, hey, they are.
Yeah. So that's what you do. You know? So tell
okay,
me.
Okay, well, I will officially say that you're not cheating then. Because
okay.
them motherfuckers will be trying to jack the dick with their hand and all, motherfucker, you cheating. I like the way you catch the dick in your mouth like bobbing for apples in a motherfucking barrel and shit.
Yeah. I mean,
you
why
know,
would you,
your hands Ruff, behind your back.
Ruff, why would you want to touch it? You have to be very skilled. See, it's not easy sucking dick. It's something that you need to learn and you have to have practice. You have to be very skilled to give head. And if you're not skilled to give head, you need to just stop.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. I could just didn't take head all night. I have you sucking my dick to Christmas trying to make me come.
Oh, see, here we go. Now, wait a minute. What? Hold on. Here's this motherfucker back. Was you were talking about that shit 2 weeks ago, weren't you?
Who?
You, who? Zeke.
I ain't catch what y'all were talking about.
Oh, you missed what? It, man.
I'm not going to say something about the other dick, but I'm not
that come.
Oh, you yeah. I gave the description, but here's the thing though. Where
hey,
do you
Z.
Go ahead.
She said that she don't gag on a dick. I said I don't know what kind of dick she's sucking.
No, see, you have to have skill. No, your throat has to have skill.
She said she can take it no matter what without gagging. I was like, that's bullshit, my fat ass motherfucking dick shit. He'll clog all the motherfucking lungs and shit up.
It's how you massage your mouth. Thank you very much. So, yeah.
You be like, hey, she be talking about. Be flying every motherfucker. Her eyes be watering this shit.
Oh my goodness. Hey Zeke, was it a couple of weeks ago when you were talking about you suck dick, you don't come? When the girl suck your dick, you never come? Was that you?
I said, I don't come unless I want to.
Okay, yes, you have cum control. That's what that was.
That's right.
I you took my dick to Christmas.
I come anytime I want to.
Cum control.
I make you use them hands to help your mouth out. Your neck meeting got all crooked in that motherfucker. You need a chiropractor for sucking my dick so long.
Hey, well, you know what? Everybody got their power tool, and that's how you roll, and you can hold it that long, you go right ahead. But I know what I can do. Thank you very much.
Well, you might, you know, it's all a mind game sometimes.
I believe that.
It's all.
It is.
Huh?
I say, yeah, it is.
Yeah, cause some things one man might like, another man might not like.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you
let
might get your
this. Let me ask you this. Do you blow in the hairs?
Blow? No, cause I don't care. Don't blow in the hairs. You know,
blow in the hairs.
No,
I want you to blow in the hairs. Like you said, somebody else might like something else. I want you to blow in the hairs.
What you gonna get out of blowing her hair?
Hey, well, how the fuck you know what I like? Shit.
I mean, what does that do to you? I mean,
hey, it might enhance the damn moment. Shit.
Okay, I learned something today. I had to take that into consideration.
Yeah,
write this shit down. Right, okay, note to self, blow on hair.
Blow on hair.
Oh, shit.
Absolutely.
A freak is a freak, shit.
Hey, you know what, shit, freak my name. Freak my name. Shit, I don't give a fuck.
How about they freak my name, shit? Blowing the motherfucking hairs. Blowing the hairs.
Hey, Catrice, where are your girls at?
Man, you know, I don't know where my girls at. You know, it's 10 o'clock, so everybody's still trying to roll the fuck over.
Yeah, them motherfuckers are actually. The one girl that's on the grapple, got her name is start with an L, I think.
L. Oh. Oh, on the
group.
On the group?
Yeah.
What about her?
She be talking a lot of bullshit. I forgot her name. Damn.
That's probably me.
No, it ain't you. I know who you is. Hold on. Who is old girl? Nah. No, it ain't. I forgot her fucking name. I don't know.
Hey, Zeke. She said she lived down in Georgia, man. They just killed that motherfucker last night.
Yeah, man. It was just wrong. And I really couldn't watch it because, you know, I was pissed off, and then, you know, I had to go to work the next day. You know, I didn't want to cuss the motherfucker out, so I just.
They had that shit on TV.
They didn't show the killing on TV, but you know, everybody out there protesting and all that. I mean, even Judge Mathis done weighed in. I'm like, damn, I ain't never seen him talk about shit. But you know, that was wrong, man. It was just wrong.
Charles Manson killed the motherfuckers in 69. His ass still on death row. They ain't killed his ass yet.
Still on death row.
He killed them motherfuckers in 64.
Whatever the fuck it was, that motherfucker ain't dead yet.
Right,
he ain't dead.
Nah. Hey,
they killed the white boy.
The motherfucking nigga, see what it was? They was out there having a motherfucking fight or some shit, and an off-duty cop tried to get them to stop beating up a homeless man.
Right.
They end up killing the motherfucker. Shit.
And he was there.
They was beating the homeless man ass.
Yeah, he had no business doing that shit.
Right.
And then you know, sometimes you just be doing stupid shit and you get caught up. Now my cousin in Mississippi, right? He's still in the car and the police chasing him. They chasing the motherfucker through the country, through the little woods, and the white woman, she see my cousin chasing the police chasing him, so she gonna be Captain Save-A-Ho and shoot my cousin as the police chasing him through the houses. So when he doubled back and came towards her house, she shoots at my cousin but missing and hits the police.
Mm-hmm.
Kills the police. They caught up with my cousin after they fingerprinted the car, got his ass, finally fingerprinted, charged him with the killing the police and electrocuting him.
Wow.
They put him on death row. He was on death row. They hit the switch on him, didn't kill him. They did it three times.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
And that shit, my daddy got that shit on videotape.
Damn.
Now, what's the name? Catrice?
After the second,
Okay. So when a nigga bust in your face and then take his balls and this and rub it all around you, do you let it dry?
Talk about flipping the grip on the motherfucker. Now you say nut on my face.
I mean, after he busts in your face and take his nuts and his dick and smear it all around the circle, you know, the circle, you know, clockwise and shit, do you let it dry?
No, I don't let it dry. And okay, I'm gonna tell you why. Okay, we got a lot of motherfuckers running around this house. Okay, so we need to get it in when we can. Now, if it's a really
We're at the motel. No, forget the house. We're at the motel, and I busted it all in your motherfucking face. I take my balls and shit.
If I'm fucked up enough, yeah, I'm gonna allow you to do that. But
and you let it dry.
Yeah, I let it dry. I fall to fucking sleep. Fuck it.
Let me ask you this. Do it burn when it get in your eye?
No, cum don't burn when it get in your eye.
It don't. Okay, let me write this down. Hold on, because you're helping me too. She said, cum don't burn when it get in your eye. Okay. No. I'm making a portfolio on your ass. I got a file on you.
Yeah, go ahead. Go on the file. And listen, let me just also add. It'll be nice, you know, a motherfucker eat something nice instead of some, you know, greasy ass shit, so we ain't got to taste that fucked up shit.
Man, you actually think pineapples make a nigga cum taste like pineapple?
No, I don't know. Pineapples don't make a nigga cum taste like pineapple. However,
I want to know this. You said you let your husband get extra pussy when you there. Do he let you get extra dick?
No, I don't want extra dick. I'm fine with the dick I got.
But why he ain't fine with the pussy he got?
He fine with the pussy he got because maybe it's me that want the pussy.
Oh,
you want the pussy.
You ain't thought about that, did you?
Hey,
yeah,
wait,
but
that
what
shit
if he
is
wants
fun.
The dick?
My girl used to be like that. Oh, we used to have fun like a
but
mother.
What,
hey,
but what if he wants some dick,
What if he wants some dick?
Yeah, what would you do?
No.
Hold on. Time out. We holding the time out sign. Hold on.
Yeah, I think playtime is over now.
Yeah, yeah. You done drew the motherfucking line. No.
Yeah, playtime is over now.
Yeah, no. That ain't gonna never motherfucking happen.
But I'm saying if what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Yeah, but
now what if your husband come to you and say he wanted a threesome with a man?
Nah, player, not happening.
Hey, Catrice. Do you be putting your tongue in your nigga's ass?
Nah. No, thank you.
Why you didn't? Why you toss a salad?
No, I don't toss a salad. And I ain't licking your ass.
What if he wants you to do it though? Then what? What if he wants you to do it? Then what?
I'll pass. Thank you very much. I'll pass.
Wait a minute, hold on, because y'all was talking about raping and shit. Let me tell you something. That's pussy on demand. You cannot say no to your motherfucking husband.
Oh, no, hold on a second. I never say no. No have never came out my mouth.
That's what you're saying. That's pussy on
demand. No, you didn't hear me. No. You did not hear me say that. You heard me say,
don't fuck
me. No,
but you said that you had to be awake. You said you had to be awake.
Exactly. Don't fuck me sleep.
You don't wake up after that dick up in your motherfucking ass.
Listen,
well, let me ask you this. He'll put his tongue in your ass. What are you pussy? He dropped down too far. You know, there's a thin line right there between love and hate.
Right. There is a thin line between love and hate.
If his tongue,
he'll
hit you crack in your ass and you jump up to the ceiling.
No.
Just answer the question.
No, I said no.
So his tongue will never hit your ass.
Never hit my ass.
You're
lying as shit.
Not my asshole.
On the
surface of the ass, but not the asshole.
Hold on, you already said before that the nigga licked your ass.
Yeah, you lying. With your freaky ass, you a lying motherfucker. You a motherfucking lie.
No.
You don't care what you shoot that tongue in your motherfucking ass.
You talk too goddamn much, you can't let me fucking finish my goddamn statement.
How many toys you got? You got the toys.
I sell the toys professionally. Thank you very much.
Okay,
so you can tell me what.
One of them toys will hit that ass too.
The toys will hit my ass too. Hell yeah, I'll fuck twins. You can pick a toy.
And his tongue will hit that motherfucker too.
No, his tongue don't hit my asshole. Now he's licked all over
my ass. Your asshole, the crack of the anus, it didn't hit it.
Nah, the tongue has never hit the crack of my anus.
No, his tongue hit that motherfucker.
No, don't think so.
Oh,
it has
bullshit.
Not.
That bullshit.
She already said last week that she let like getting her ass wet.
It'd be nice, but I ain't had it happen. Shit.
Hey, she in denial. She in denial.
I'm not in denial.
Hey, Zeke, she had to go to rehab for getting her ass lit.
You're tripping.
She was addicted to that shit.
You're tripping.
Where is Mississippi Red ass at?
You're tripping. Mississippi Red, he ain't coming on until about 10:30.
Oh. That motherfucker. Hey, Smart, you lick ass?
Yeah.
Huh?
Say what now?
You lick ass?
It depends on who I'm with.
Oh, shit.
Now, motherfucker.
Mississippi Red got him some competition.
You ain't bullshit. You know she giving out
the
horse
for the
nigga free.
Exactly.
I ain't gonna eat every pussy. Depends on who I'm with. It depends on shit. Fuck that shit. Nah. name names and shit. Hey,
names.
Okay.
Hell no, I don't give a fuck. I ain't gonna lick their ass.
Mm. No, you gonna be kissing them hoes after I kiss them, after I kiss them in the ass and shit. Don't have to go kiss you.
So you can. hey, girl, ever lick your ass?
Yeah.
You like that shit too, then?
Shit. Been sucking my dick at the jack of the motherfucker, and she do her thing.
Mm.
Oh, no, I don't play that shit.
Okay.
I don't play with the Hershey Highway. I don't play with the Hershey Highway.
You don't play with
the okay.
So you into ass?
No, bitch,
my ass.
Trying to lick my
into
ass.
Pussy?
I beg your pardon?
Now, do you go in the ass and then you go in the pussy?
Well, I'm sure I didn't get all that. Either way, first or second,
he got a bitch heat infection.
Oh my goodness!
Hey.
You can't. Now, come on.
Then I make the bitch suck my dick.
No. After you been.
That's right.
After you'd have been in her ass, you fucking.
Yeah, she got to
ass her,
wait a minute. She got to give my dick a shower.
You fucked up some nasty bitches.
Oh, yeah, he been fucking around with old bitch, old crackhead bitches. So.
Oh, he a lying motherfucker.
He must have got that hoe out the whole house.
This is my
no. Hey, man, I know some good ones, brother.
Street. She like, man.
She what it is. Uh-oh, hold on. My phone might cut off. Wait, I got to plug my phone in talking to y'all stupid ass. See, I got to find my motherfucking charger.
Stupid, you the one up there going entry and not.
Oh, this motherfucker, your ass just lying on the radio. That's all.
I don't lie on the radio.
your husband ain't never did it in 18 years. That's a lie right there.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a motherfucking lie.
Oh, hold tight. Who's this on the line?
This is my charger.
Hold on.
Oh, my God. I can't find my charger. Oh, shit.
Shut the fuck up and find your charger. You talk too
much. Hello? Hello, F02, baby. Who's this on the line?
This is Jess, and who is this?
This is Catrice.
Catrice.
What's going on? Where are you from?
I'm from Detroit. 7 miles in Albany.
I got nothing but Detroit.
Huh?
I ain't got nothing but Detroit love tonight.
Okay, that's what's up. I'm a professional pussy sucker, though. I don't know nobody else and what they do, you know.
Oh, Mississippi Red.
He said he's professional.
Hey, Jamal, that's Vince.
Oh,
the professional pussy sucker. Yeah, I ain't never had a complaint.
Oh.
You a big girl?
Oh, I'm a big girl.
Oh, yeah. You gonna just choke me out with them legs?
Oh, well, I ain't that big.
I ain't that big.
You gonna have to get somebody else, big? Baby, because I ain't coming to Detroit.
Oh, well, I come with you at it, you know.
She come up here.
This nigga got pussy mobile. He wanna go all the way somewhere just to suck a pussy.
Right. He'll drive 1,100 miles just to get down.
I got lucky.
You got... Oh, my goodness.
I am the goodness. You just don't know it yet.
Okay, so tell me what makes you the best pussy sucker out there.
In the world.
I lay you down and stick my tongue right, because you know I ain't got no teeth at the top right. No. Right.
Okay.
On the clitoris, right?
Mm-hmm.
And stick your tongue up under it. Oh, boy, mm-hmm. You better quit it. That's just the start.
Okay.
I think I make you bust like 3 minutes or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Do you lick ass?
Oh, no, I don't lick no ass. That shit, man. putting your tongue around with some shit, dummy. Some shit.
Hey, let me say this, too. It's important to take baths and showers before you fuck.
Yes, it is.
You
need. I don't know who posted that shit, but you don't fuck no tainted pussy.
Did you lick ass?
No, I don't lick ass.
You a lying motherfucker.
You ass
lick.
I think you ass
lick. No, hold on, Sharice. What's your name again, Chantel?
It's Cutrice.
Okay, Cutrice, hold on. Wait, hold on, y'all. Didn't you say you eat pussy on Cantrell?
I didn't say do you eat pussy. No,
I'm talking to her. Didn't you say you eat pussy?
Oh, yeah, I eat pussy.
Okay, did you lick ass, motherfucker?
I don't lick ass.
That bullshit. You a liar.
I believe you.
I lick ass.
You do. You eat pussy. You eat ass, too. Don't come with that bullshit. You ain't got no inhibitions and shit. Ain't no restrictions on your motherfucking mouth.
Hey, Smalls.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you, Katrice, do you lick pussy from the back?
No, don't lick pussy from the back. That's not
how you
do
it. She a lie, and she got that motherfucking oxygen mask on when she grew up in that motherfucker. She was breathing through the ass
on. You don't lick pussy from the back. You don't lick pussy from the back.
She lying. I'll be putting my whole head in that pussy. So
she trying to be politically correct and shit with these motherfucking answers.
It's
all
right. I'm sure that you could probably find some down here because, you know, it's like, you know, it's enough. I'm not offering it.
How much did you charge?
I don't charge anything. I'm not for
sale. She take a bridge card. You take bridge card, Patrice.
How do you think you take that?
It ain't for sale.
No, huh?
But do you take bridge cards?
No.
Bridge cards. No.
Do you take a bridge card?
No.
How you know? You know what the fuck a bridge card is?
No, because I'm just saying no.
I know that's what I'm saying. You don't know what a bridge card is.
You don't know what a bridge card is.
You don't know what a bridge card is.
No. Tell me what this is.
Zeke, that's what a bridge card is, Zeke.
Go ahead.
It's a food stamp card.
Oh. You stupid motherfucker.
Oh, okay. No, see, down here they call a link. So
link.
Yeah. They call it a link.
Are you,
She just don't know what to kill that boy last night.
I'm in Georgia.
When he killed that motherfucker last night.
Georgia.
Damn.
All right. All right, y'all, hold on, y'all, I put all of y'all on mute. Y'all gonna have to hold on a second because I'm just gonna have to play music. Y'all be back 4:19, 4 minutes, 19 seconds. This is King B, So Cold. Be right back. Welcome back to the show. That was King B, So Cold. You're listening to Catrice
on the Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. You know how we do. All right, it is 10:25. That's right. And hopefully Mississippi Red will be here in 5 minutes. I hope. Let's see. Because this has been some interesting conversation. Interesting conversation. All right, y'all. So, I just need to go and give a shout out. I'm getting some Detroit love today. Detroit is in the house. I still got a Detroit call. What's going on, man? You back?
Do you like your titties up?
Do I have to what?
Do you like your titties up?
Oh, my goodness. You just come out the back. Of course. Every woman likes her titties sucked. I mean, what woman don't like her titties sucked?
You know I ain't got no top teeth. So that's it. You know, ooh, I put the nipple right between. Oh, my God. You
okay.
Know how you bite without teeth? That shit is cool.
Okay.
I ain't never had a complaint, sweetie.
Listen, you were saying that you were the master of pussy eating.
I didn't say that. I said I'm a professional pussy eater.
I haven't
mastered it yet. I don't know how to make you come with just sticking my tongue on it and immediately making it pop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the master shit there.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
But I will put that tongue in that motherfucker for like 3 minutes and make something come up out of there.
See.
Guaranteed.
Mr. Red, where you at, man? Is you out there? Where you at? You know what? I'm here. I'll chase you if you run.
I'm here.
All right.
And I hope you got me on there, Lynn.
I got you, baby.
And I hope Puss in Boots and his little whatever brother from Detroit, he got on there. Let me tell you something, bro. You know, you can do a little pussy eating. I've been doing it since I was 13 years old. But at some point, you gotta put your tongue in the female.
My mama told me when I was little, don't talk to me. So you have to address her, and I'll talk to her about it. My mama said, don't talk to strange men. That's what she told me when I was little, and now I'm big. So I really stress that fact. I love
you,
my brother.
Let me ask you.
All right.
Okay, well. Let me ask you something. Do you? I'm telling this to Puss in Boots and his boy.
Puss in Boots. My name is Vincent, and I'm a player.
Okay.
And my name ain't no Puss in Boots or Shitty Daddy or Ba Ba Boo or any of that.
Hold on a second. I need y'all to hold it tight for a minute, okay? Let me just put
all
this
right.
out there. Puss in Mr. Berea, Puss in Boots was on. He is not on. Hold on a second. Hold on.
My name is Vincent.
I understand. If you shot
like that, not no Puss in Boots.
Oh, you know what? Hold on. We're going to have to put you on mute, goddammit. Now, shit.
Thank you.
Motherfuckers need to listen when I'm fucking talking. Now.
This is your show.
Mississippi Red. I'm
going to tell him something he should do.
Zeke was on the air. He may call back in. Okay? He is not on right now. However,
okay.
I do have a new gentleman on the line that he is saying that he is a professional puss eater. Now, you can talk directly to me because made it very clear that, you know, his mama said you don't talk to strange men, so you talk directly to me. And so since I have two professional pussy eaters, I apologize. So here we go. Now, Mississippi Red, It is now 10:30, and you have the floor. Please let Mississippi Red have the floor. Thank you very much.
Please. Thank you. Thank you, Catrice.
You are.
All right. I'm going to tell you some things that I do, and I have been the first. I've been given the award as the first ever.
Mm-hmm.
The first ever.
Mm-hmm.
No fabrication, right?
What, he never let me finish.
Go ahead, finish.
Put him
baby.
Back on mute.
Go
put him back on
baby.
Mute.
Finish, baby.
Hey, Monte, telephone,
the first ever. The first ever.
Hey, don't ask me who this is. Hey, don't
He can't let me talk. Put
Mississippi Red, will you just talk? Talk.
Okay. I have been given the first ever. Raw Deal Freak of the Week Award, and I'm going to win it for the second week this week, tonight. Because I'm going to tell you.
Go ahead.
Look, not only do you need to eat pussy, I'm not saying you need to eat it, but, at some point you have to give it to a female. You just really have to give it to her. It's not just fuck her, but you have to, give her a terrible tongue. You have to eat her pussy and put your tongue in her ass. You're going to have to start licking ass.
Man, you don't lick ass, do you?
Vincent, no, ma'am.
No, Vincent, no, you don't lick ass.
No, okay. But listen, I got to be honest. I be having my whole head up in there, so I might have twisted, the little crack of the ass. I don't know. I don't know. My face be all up in that motherfucker, so I don't know. That shit has to look good, smell good. If I close my eyes, I have to imagine that shit being good.
Hold on. I need to introduce you, everyone. This is Sweet Cora on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So say hello to Sweet Cora.
Hello, Sweet Cora. But you don't have to put your face in. All you have to do is use the tip of your tongue.
Nigga, you may outside talking about that shit in a minute. Hi, Sweet Cora.
Hello. What I'll say
how
is,
you
if you go, I'm good, honey. How are you?
I'm great talking to you, shit.
Look, if you go have your tongue in her pussy and her pussy don't stay, it ain't a far stretch from a pussy to an ass. So if you could put your tongue on that pussy and tongue on that ass.
Thank you.
Man,
thank
I ain't fucking no special
thank
pussy.
You.
I don't get out like that. That shit got to smell like roses. Shit, I feel like roses.
Well, you
shit,
know what? Listen, let me tell you this. If you got your face in her pussy and you can smell her ass and it don't smell like roses, I advise you to get the fuck up.
We got Zeke back on the line.
We got Puss in Boots.
He's back on the line.
Puss in Boots.
Now,
you got your turn.
All right. Now, Mississippi Red.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, Mr. Vincent came on, and, you got some slight competition because, he was just describing some shit there, a whole about what you do with the clit. And I know that terrible tongue is something else, but, you might have some competition this week, man.
I don't think I do.
You don't think so? Okay.
I don't think so.
He hung up.
Well, this is my second award. I'm 2 weeks. 2 weeks running strong. Take it a week.
Get it out.
So
unless Vincent called back, I got the award 2 weeks. Ever since it's been introduced.
Okay, well let me tell you what you missed while you were gone.
All
okay,
right.
Before you got on the air. All right,
yeah.
So somebody, I'm not sure he ain't called back. Somebody, one of Zeke's friends, because I'm getting nothing but Detroit love this evening, wanted me to describe how he sucked dick. So I had to give y'all a good full description of how you suck dick. Okay. also, we were talking about how they killed that man last night for no motherfucking reason.
Detroit Davis. Yes.
So may he rest in peace, and yes, God bless the souls that decide to make such decisions.
Right.
It just simplifies, makes you wonder, what
right.
the human mind is really all about.
They're gonna meet their maker.
Man. And then I was talking about loveless relationships, people being, sitting in relationships that, they just don't love the motherfucker. Every time they see him, they look at the motherfucker like, you motherfucker.
Right.
I don't feel like being fucking with you. So yeah, so that's the conversations we've had this evening.
Right.
You know, so I wanted to give you the recap so you don't know what the topics have been.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what point do you want me to make?
You can make any point that you like, because you Mississippi Red, and you do whatever the fuck you want to.
Yeah, and where's Mail at?
Mail ain't on tonight.
What?
Mail is not on tonight.
Okay, so you're going to the relationship.
Right.
Okay, well.
Can you be, so the thing is, are you currently in a relationship, Mississippi Red?
No, I ain't been in a relationship since 2000. That's the problem. Some of the questions you have, you know, don't relate to me. But as far as being a freak and being a nasty freak and being a freaky freak, that's something I can relate to. Lynn, you already know this shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I can be. I'm gonna tell you something. I became a freak. I'm gonna tell you something right now. And everybody that's online and hear this, I was a freak at 13 years old. That's when I lost my virginity. However, I did not want to admit I was a freak at that time until Adina Howard came out with the song "Freak Like Me." Then I'm like, okay, so it's okay to admit you a freak? I'm good. Yes, I'm a freak. You know, I've been eating pussy since I was 13. I don't want to admit that. You know, I've been, you know, and then the Freak of the Week, the Freak Like Me song came out, and I was like, oh, hey, I'm a freak. I'm a freak, 13, eating pussy. And then I done start licking ass till I was 24. And then when I saw the female react the way she did and was like almost lost her damn mind, then I went to everybody like, okay, well, she liked that. I'm gonna tell everybody I do that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It was never, so it's almost like a person being gay. You know what I'm saying? Because it takes someone talking to them to get them to come out of the closet.
See?
You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I didn't want to admit I was a freak until that song come out. And I was like, okay, well, I can do it now.
Although I'm a freak. You're a freak. You enjoy being a freak.
I enjoy being a freak and nasty.
Hey,
I was a freak before I became nasty.
Sweet Cora, are you a freak?
Oh yeah. Gosh, it's so much fun. Ain't no other way to be.
See?
But a freak. Ain't no other way to be.
See?
But she's younger than me.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost kind of like being a liberal. You know, now you know, you can let everybody know you're free. At one time, you couldn't let everybody know you was a freak. You know what I'm saying?
No, you couldn't. You're right.
You're right. Yeah.
So
you
that's what I'm saying. That's how I heard the
story. It's something you learn as you get older.
See, but a freak, one freak knows another freak. You know, if you're under pressure, you can pick another freak out.
Well, Puss in Boots don't lick ass.
Okay, he can still be a freak with stipulation.
Lynn, a nasty freak. You right, Lynn. You right.
Okay. You could be a freak with some stipulations. I mean, if you don't have to lick ass. I don't lick ass. But I'm a freak.
I do.
You know.
As long as it's clean.
So, yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. I was at work. I was at school today. And I was like, and I walked literally four blocks from my school.
Mm-hmm.
And I started, my stomach started bubbling. And, you know, stuff like that. I'm like, damn, like that. Do I really want to go home? Do I really want to go home and take a shit? Or I can stay at the job and take a shit at the job.
Mm-hmm.
I decided to stay there and take a shit. But I had nowhere to wash my ass. Anytime I take a shit, I love to wash my ass because my toilet is 2 inches from my bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
I wouldn't want nobody licking my ass knowing I just took a shit.
So you had to make sure.
Okay, but you was at work.
So you're saying there was a possibility that your ass was gonna get licked.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying if it would have come to that, every time I take a shit, I like to wash my ass.
Don't have to be.
I do it at home at the crib right here. As soon as I take a shit,
right.
I do it when I wake up before I go to work.
Right.
I take a shit. I brush my teeth. I jump in the tub and wash my ass.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's why I prefer not to shit at work. But if push come to shove and I know if I cannot make that, if I can make it here,
you just gonna do it. You gonna ride
make in. Sure and make sure that as soon as I get off from work and come home, I wash my ass.
Right.
But
right.
I'm not one to really, I only had it done to me one time where
that's
a female
it.
Licked my ass.
Right.
I like to lick other females.
What's up, man?
Pussy.
You back? Mm-hmm. You back?
Yeah, I'm back.
All right. Were you at the airport?
I just heard a plane land.
That's Big Patrice. I'm sitting on the porch.
You sitting where?
I'm sitting on the front porch of these planes.
That was a plane just came. God damn, is the plane on your porch?
What? I ain't that far.
I'm seeing that table rolling up. I don't know what's going on.
Man, where's Zeke at? Zeke got quiet on us. Oh well, he probably off holding off somewhere. All right, but yeah.
Okay. I'm sitting up on the block thinking of ways to understand what's really going on.
Yeah, see?
Hey, Catrice.
Yeah.
I want to know, old girl, what's her name? Who's sitting on the porch?
Sweet Cora.
Oh, her name, Cora?
Mm-hmm.
Cora, I'd like to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do you lick ass?
No, I never have.
But you just said you was a freak, a nasty freak.
I am.
But how you?
I just haven't gotten with that right person that I would lick their ass. I'm not saying I would never do it.
But do you swallow?
Yes, I have.
Oh, okay. Well, you my girl then. You my girl.
Any more questions?
Hey, Cora.
Hold on a second. Mr. Brad, what was you going to ask me?
No, I was going to ask, I'll put some boots back in there.
Yeah.
Okay, put some boots.
What, Mr. Brad, talk.
Okay, Z.
You just asked her,
do she swallow?
Right.
That's something that, okay, that I'm not knocking you, but... Anytime I fuck, I'm not pulling out. That nut going right in that pussy.
What they got to do with her swallowing?
Nothing, but I'm saying that's just me.
But if you're sucking dick, if you're going to swallow.
I know I heard what he had to do. She swallowed, but I'm not even worried about that. Anytime I hear my nut, I feel my nut coming up. It's going in the pussy. I don't let no female suck long enough to give me a nut. It's gonna go in the pussy.
Well, hell no.
I want my nut to go in the mouth.
You want your nut to go in the mouth?
That's right.
Hey, hold on. Let me.
Yeah.
Lynn, let me ask, Z, do you have any kids? Do you have any kids?
Yo, I was behind that. My toes been going through that.
Hold on, because I got too much background noise. Y'all talking at the same time. Go ahead.
Z, do you have any kids, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well.
See, that CD, the
message. That's why you don't want them.
That way. My
right.
shit going
okay.
in the mouth. I ain't
okay.
too much
well,
in no pussy.
I see it now. I see it. I see what you're saying. Yep. You know,
right.
that's my thing.
Right.
I got
no
a damn granddaughter,
you know,
too.
Well,
okay.
Ooh,
that's,
I said,
you know, they know.
You stick your dick in there.
Yeah,
vitamin C, clean protein. It's a lot of vitamin C and protein in there. I want to say one more thing to Zeke, if I can, Lynn.
Go ahead.
You know
man.
What? When I first talked to you a few weeks back, I thought you was a little skinny motherfucker. But ever since I seen your profile pic on Facebook, I'm like, damn, this nigga swollen motherfucker. If I say something wrong to him, he bound to knock my ass clear the fuck out. You be standing over me. You be standing over me like Smokey. You got knocked the fuck out.
Oh my goodness! You got some issues. All right, now hold on, Mississippi Red. Hold on, Mississippi Red. Now somebody wanted to say something to Sweet Cora. Who wanted to say something to her?
Vincent,
go right ahead, Vincent. Ask your question.
Sweet. Sweet Cora, you say your name is?
Uh-huh.
Okay,
yeah.
Is she all right?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I was just wondering what do you really like with sex? You like your pussy sucked, or you know, is there any preference or what?
I like my pussy sucked. I like the whole nine yards. I like everything.
That's what's up. Where you at?
Naya.
Huh?
I can't tell you all that. Give me a minute, Patrice. Hold on, okay?
All right. She's in LA.
I'm back, Lynn.
Oh, okay, baby. Hold on a second. Sweet Cora's in LA.
You gonna go to
LA? You gonna go there too? It's gonna take you a good 4 days, especially from Detroit.
Yeah, it ain't going to take you 4 days if we get on the plane. It ain't going to take him about 4 hours.
Yeah, 4 hours on the plane. But he's talking about,
I'm
driving.
I'm going down to LA.
Hey, what
you I'm saying? Going down, but not to LA.
Not to LA?
I'm going down. She's right here right now. I'm going down now, but, you know, she in LA. I ain't going to LA.
Hey.
That's too far.
Right.
Far away from home.
Hey, Lynn, before you take it out.
Yes, baby.
Hold on a second.
Okay, you keep calling my name. Speak what you want to speak.
Puss in Boots, I obviously don't want. I want my second Freak of Week award.
What happened? You, Mr. Red, you can have it, baby. Okay, you got your second.
No, I'm saying, do Zeke want it? Do Puss in Boots want it?
Puss in Boots. No.
Hey, I'm a selfish motherfucker without fuss.
Right. Right.
All right,
I'm selfish.
Second week in a row.
Right.
Well, can I get a? Can you give me a plaque or some type of? Or put me on Facebook anywhere online. Just tell me I won it for two weeks in a row. I got you.
I'm already got
Facebook.
It all typed up ready.
Kevin L.
I'm
Frank.
Yeah,
let me
I
know
got
when,
you. I'm gonna tag you and everything.
I please do that because
okay.
Puss in Boots. He don't. I mean, he really don't. Puss in Boots. You really don't do that. You really don't. No, I'm saying you really don't want to. Put your tongue in a female's booty hole.
No.
Man, what the fuck?
You don't know.
Hell
you don't know.
No.
You,
I put my
dude,
foot in the ass first.
You don't know what you miss.
Okay.
Hey.
No.
Hey.
I'm gonna miss that.
Cars back. Mm-hmm.
Put some booty. I'm gonna inbox you. Tell it like this. I'm gonna inbox you. My numbers. All right.
I'm gonna teach you how to do it. Mr. Brent, you need to calm down for real. It's all now. Okay, listen. You could be a freak everybody, you can be a freak and you don't have to lick ass. It's really not that important. It's not part of the freak requirement of being freak.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Not licking ass.
I'm
one of them motherfuckers. I just ain't found nobody to stick my tongue in their head and shit. I'm gonna freak that nigga. I ain't find no shit. I'll suck your pussy. Fuck shit out of you, but I suck your pussy. I suck your ass. You gotta be sweet, sweet. You gotta be sweet like me to have your ass licked.
Nah.
I ain't patting myself on the back. I'm just a bad man with a lot of shit.
With a lot of
okay.
shit.
Okay, can I get off the subject for 1 second?
Yes, go right here.
But
please.
You know what? I'm gonna tell you something.
No. Be quiet.
Go ahead. Okay, I had posted on my group that was it okay for two gay men to raise a little boy.
Hmm.
To adopt and raise a little boy, two gay men.
Well, okay.
I'm legal if it's two gay women. I mean, that's just me.
You better get a job drinking all my Kool-Aid, little nigga.
I don't do the gay thing. I mean,
I don't see. I mean, a child needs a home, and somebody needs to take care of this child, and nobody else is providing. It, and if they can't find a home, I don't see no problem with it. I don't think
exactly.
The little boy is gonna turn gay. You gay from birth, okay?
No, you ain't. That's a life choice.
Gayness is not something that's taught.
You decide.
That's something
you
grow up
with. Be gay. That is not. You are not born. No one is born gay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Because, listen, now everybody, most likely kids see their mother and father fucking. You can explain that, but how can you explain two men in there fucking each other when the kid walk in the room? Not only that. Let me say something, Lynn. Please, let me say this. I have had plenty opportunities to talk to females and, you know, just talking to them, you know, just kind of like basically just, how you doing, sweetheart? And they just turn me down like, I don't like men. I'm like, why not? Because I see my mama get beat down by my daddy. That's why I don't like men. Or it's so many dumb men or men as dogs. That's why I decided to be with a female. So don't tell me that if you were born gay.
There is a select few of people out here that chooses to be gay, as far as women go. But as far as men, ain't no man go choose to be gay. I'm sorry, society is too hard on people. Ain't no man finna wake up one day and say, you know what, I want to go suck somebody else's dick.
Hold on, baby. Now you're wrong, man. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Hold on. Let me speak from experience.
Go ahead.
That nigga
just
boxing up
in front.
He's knocking niggas out.
Hold on,
y'all.
Okay,
listen.
I put him on mute. Go ahead.
Okay, listen. What she just said was not correct, because guys choose that shit because they go to the penitentiary. And then, or they can be broke and see fags out here who would spend money that they ain't right. never fucked with no man before. But they choose
you
to
do
this. They get money, or they go to the penitentiary and start fucking with them sissies.
Without being
born gay.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay. But here's the deal.
That's what you call bisexual. They're still going to go out there and fuck a female.
Ain't such thing. If a man touch a man, he gay. Ain't no bad nothing. He gay.
So a woman with a woman, and then she got a man. She gay.
She gay.
Anytime you have any relation with the same sex, you is flat out gay.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
Okay.
No,
so who is that speaker? Mississippi Red?
No, that's Z.
No, this is Z.
Oh, okay. So if two women came to you and wanted to have a threesome with you, and they were both fucking you and fucking each other, you're gonna say both of them are gay, straight
yeah.
gay, but they fucking you.
Yeah.
Ain't no straight gay person fit to let the opposite sex go up in them. Period.
Bullshit. Bullshit.
No, they're not. They're not.
Listen, I go to a whole house. I go to the whole house. So tomorrow I'll be at the whole house.
Well, that's the whole
and
house.
It's a huge difference. Exactly. That's the whole house. It's a huge
difference. Y'all don't fuck around with hoes like me.
Well, I
don't know.
Listen, let me tell you. You know what? Gay people are always trying to put an emphasis on gay. It's no emphasis. If you have any relations with the same sex, you is gay. I don't care if you like men and women or women and men. Anytime you touch the same sex, you is gay. Period. Ain't no emphasis on it. You gay?
I let folks know I'm gay.
See, what I'm saying, but females always talking about. So many niggas dog me out. Well, I don't want to fuck with niggas no more. I just want to fuck with females. Now all of a sudden, you a fam and she's a doc. You know what I'm saying? It's like they confused.
I don't understand how could you want to put your mouth on the same shit that you get.
Well, I
would
say,
you know, everybody has their preference on what they want to do and how they choose to. But you can't think for everybody else. If you want to, if someone wanted to put their mouth on somebody else, I totally disagree with you, Zeke. I don't believe that if a
no
woman
one is born
then,
gay.
Well, okay,
no one is
okay, I'll give you that. Okay.
No one is
but
born gay.
Okay, I will give you that. But what I'm saying is that a woman does not consider herself gay if she has sex with another woman or a man.
She's gay.
By curious. Everybody want to put an emphasis on gay. That's by curious.
No,
ain't no bad shit. If you touch somebody the same sex, you gay.
Bicurious is something different also, Mississippi Red. Bicurious is if you have never done it. And you want to start exploring the option of doing it.
Puss in Boots, help me out, dog. Help me out. Bicurious.
It's not.
If you're straight, you're straight. Bicurious means your ass gay.
No. Bicurious means that you have a curiosity about being with the same sex.
You've got gay homosexual tendencies, and
like,
that means your ass is gay.
I'm straight. I like pussy. I like
I ain't
pussy.
Never thought about being
like
no motherfucking man
and putting my dick in a female's
okay,
ass
so
and pussy.
You are not gay. That is very clear.
I won't even fuck a woman in
okay.
ass.
But the thing is,
but I would.
Your question.
And I put my tongue in it.
Here's
the thing. But I'm just saying, I want to be with a woman.
But your main question was, should these men be raising a child? And if
right.
this child needs a home, I don't
There's
see no problem with it.
But
you're asking different questions
now. Hold on.
No.
That's different.
What,
like
what she just said is not correct either. Because. You
I'm
said if the child needs a home, it's kids right now
right.
in homes that's broken.
Let me say something else. What about these parents that have babies and they don't want the blue or black, I mean the blue or pink gifts when they go to have the shower, the baby shower, and they say they don't want the baby to be born as a boy or a girl. They want the baby to decide what gender they want to be. That's some fucked
up
shit. You know what I'm talking about?
This world is coming to some bullshit.
You know what I'm talking about?
When I was a kid,
right? You didn't know who the fuck was gay.
Okay,
now listen. Y'all know what I'm talking about, right?
Hold on. I had to put you guys on mute because you're not letting me speak. Okay? What I'm trying to say, and just hold a minute. All right? Now, you jumping from one subject to the next. I'm going to address the question at hand. The question at hand is, you got two gay men that want to raise a child. Is not what your question was, Zeke?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, I feel, yes, there are a lot of broken homes out there. There's a lot of kids need to be in better homes. Yes, I agree with you. Totally agree with you. However, there are more people out there that want children and they're not allowed to get it because they're being judged on how they're living. And if a child needs a home, a person needs to give a child a home so that child can be happy. That child's not going to turn gay if that child is just don't feel that they are gay.
It's more likely
for a little boy to turn gay.
By being around gay men.
A child is not going to turn gay by being around gay people.
It's more likely than not.
Okay, so can I ask a question? Okay,
I really can't answer that because I'm not gay.
Well, okay, so how do you explain a little boy growing up real feminine, and you know this boy going to be gay just how he act, but he's not in a gay environment? So how do you explain that? That's just something that he just decided to do as a 9 or 10-year-old little boy?
Most of the time, he picks that shit up from other little girls.
He picks that shit up from other little girls.
He gets a little weak-minded, motherfucker.
Mm-mm.
I told my son, I got 3 boys by the same woman. I told all three of them motherfuckers about, I tell them, that shit is not cool. Don't be gay. They know gay is fucking wrong. They know that shit is not cool. They know dick goes in the pussy, not no man.
According to the Bible.
They better like pussy or they can't even talk to me.
Don't think of boys. Okay, we need to change
the
subject.
Okay,
I'm going to tell you something. I have gay friends and gay cousins. Let me tell you something. I have a gay cousin in Detroit named Chico, but he's not coming out. He never came out yet. He's basically in the closet, more or less. I have no problem with him as my cousin. That's my fam. That's my blood. You know what I'm saying? But his lifestyle, I do not agree with. You know what I'm saying? I'm a very straight man. I love pussy. I like eating pussy. I like licking pussy. I like licking females' ass. That's what I do. That's just me. I am not gay. I like sticking my dick in a female's pussy. I mean, males don't have pussy. You know what I'm saying? And according to my teaching, that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to procreate. Male-female relationship. That's what we're supposed to do. As far as my cousin, I don't love him any less because he's gay. I know he's gay. You know, he has not come out yet, but everybody in the family knows he's gay. I was raised in a church that said it's okay for you to be gay, and that's why I left it. You know what I'm saying? Went on to somewhere else. You know, I mean, if you want it, I mean, if that's your lifestyle, you can just, everybody say, well, that's the problem with believing in something that doesn't exist. That's what they said.
Well, that's your choice.
Jesus and God. We believe in something that doesn't exist. So basically you're telling me that God and Jesus don't exist. Well, I believe in a higher being. How do we get here? You know, everybody can call something else.
Can I say something real quick?
And this will be my last comment. I'm not trying to judge the man on the phone right now, but it's because of the opinions that you all have that so many black women are coming up with HIV and these niggas is in the closet because motherfuckers won't accept what they do. It's ridiculous.
Exactly.
Let these men do what they want to do, whether you like it or not, if it's your son, brother, or whoever. Ain't nobody finna sit up here and choose to be gay. Society is too hard on gay people for you to grow up and say, this is what I want.
Right.
And people will accept
people
it.
People do choose to be gay.
And people,
so
if people
you
will,
was born
I'm
gay?
Not, I said some people. Some people do choose
let
to
her,
be.
Let her talk. Puss in Boots,
but a
talk.
Lot of people don't.
I want to really hear her. Man,
yeah.
What she talking about?
Go ahead, let her talk. Let her.
She, what it is?
I'm done.
She said that because she gay. So
am
she.
I?
Let her talk. You like pussy?
No, you know what? I'm not saying that because I'm gay. I'm saying that because I believe in letting people live their lives and do what the fuck they want to do.
It's okay.
As long as it's not hurting me. I don't give a fuck who you have sex with.
Okay, but you know what? I think homosexual activities should be left in the privacy of your own home. Not walking
I believe
out
that. Yes.
Dressed
yes.
as a
yes.
woman, dressed as a man, and you the other way, and walking around men holding each other hand and women holding each other hands out in the public. If you're going to do
that,
keep it in the privacy of your own home, because don't nobody want to see
keep
that shit.
Credential. Keep it confidential.
Because when I was growing up, if a motherfucker was gay, you didn't know about it. Now everybody is accepting this. It's all on TV. It's all
so
up and down the street.
People still not accepting it because all these women
they,
are coming
because
up
because
to
it's
HIV
not right.
Because
if it was right, people accepted.
Okay, who are you to say if it's right or wrong? Are you God?
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Okay.
No, don't say that.
You're not. Hold
don't
on. You know what? This is where I draw the line. Hold on a second. Everybody, hold on. Corey, are you there?
Yes, I'm
all
here.
All right. Listen, let me just draw a line because I am 7 minutes out from the show. So we're going to end this on a note. Let me just go ahead and just put this on out here. Yes, Corey, I feel you are right. Sometimes we have ignorance. And ignorance overpowers your mind and what your judgment is. The ignorance of this all is that the fact that you cannot make a person determine what a person does and how they feel. Yes, okay, if you personally don't like to see a gay person out there in the street, that is your preference. That is what you like. All right, this is you. All right, you cannot judge a person nor anything. This is why, and you made a good point, Sakura, how it's like, listen, you can't have people out there fucking people and they still in the closet. If you are out there messing with women, that's why a lot of women out here right now got HIV, because there's a lot of dudes out there that are double dipping.
And the thing is,
out.
It's more black women. It's like we're killing each other off.
Exactly.
We can't accept folks. That's ridiculous.
Exactly.
We're doing exactly what the white man wants us to do.
Absolutely. So you're killing yourself off. All right. Y'all know how it is. You got to get hot before you get it wet. That's what the raw deal is all about. Mississippi Red.
Yes, ma'am.
Zeke, you out there. Everybody. I'm just saying. That's just me. You're not gay. I mean, you. If that's a person's choice, that is just a person's choice. I mean,
That's what I said. It's a choice.
If a person wants to be gay, they just let them be gay and
okay.
You want to pop up and live.
I'm not gonna condemn you as a person. I'm not gonna condemn you as a person. I'm gonna condemn your personal choice.
That is your and that is your, but you can't.
That's my
you
opinion.
Can't,
that's
that
my
is your,
but that's
opinion,
your choice.
And that is your choice.
Just like my y'all opinion. Would condemn a crackhead or a dope fiend. It's the same thing.
A crackhead and a dope fiend is nowhere near somebody being homosexual.
Crack is dope.
It's
the same thing.
No, it's not the same thing. saying.
It's all about judging, right?
But you don't judge. But how you going to judge a crackhead? You don't judge a crackhead? Do you judge a crackhead?
No,
yeah.
I do not. I judge
this person.
Listen,
see, what my point is this. Hold on. This is my point. Okay, we judge homosexuality is wrong. And y'all say we shouldn't do that. That's judging. It's the same as a dope fiend or crackhead doing what they choose to be that way, but you still judge them. So if you can judge a crackhead or a dope fiend for doing that, why we can't judge homosexuality? If we think it's wrong, then we should be able to judge.
Okay. But you don't hear nobody ended up in alleys and killed because they were smoking crack. Motherfuckers beat up people because they gay. That's crazy.
That's a life choice. If they choose to be a crackhead.
You can do what you want to do. Everybody got their own choice. But all I was saying is it should be in the privacy of your own home.
And don't
Girls shouldn't be out here walking around with their pants hanging off their ass like they're a man. And guys shouldn't be walking around here with stilettos on with thongs like they're a bitch.
Right. I agree.
And now, if you want to be gay, that's your choice. But keep that shit to yourself in your home or in them gay bars. Don't be walking up and down the street trying to entice me. And then these gay men, all men got gay in them. That's bullshit. Every time somebody gay, want to say everybody else gay because they gay.
Okay. So let me just put this out here. These are the opinions of my listeners, everyone. Everyone does not agree with everyone's opinion, okay? So everyone, this is a freedom of choice, freedom of speech, your opinion, how you feel. None of these opinions are reflected on our show. It has anything pertaining with Lawless Radio. Lawless Radio loves everybody. We do not knock no one, regardless of who you are, where you come from, what color you are, what sexual orientation you are. This is not how we reflect here at Lawless Radio. It's everyone's choice. Your choice, your life, you do as you please. All right, y'all, you know how it is. You got to get it hot before you get it wet. This is Catrice. You've been listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. I want to say thank you, everybody, for calling in this evening. I am out. We're going to go ahead and give me a Donnie double dip. Here's running Johnny Williams. Head up high.
yes, it will. But until that day, let the stress and noise ring. God will make a way. To the sky you let go. Make a way, yeah. Said he'll make a way, yeah. I keep on. Oh, 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 I keep on.
To the Raw Deal with Catrice right here on Lawless Radio. Make sure you support your local come up. I am out, y'all. Gotta get it hot before you get it wet. It's Lawless, baby. Good night.